What was the most devastating thing in your life?
The most devastating thing in my life was when my father passed away. That I wanted to die with him.
Why would you want to die if you have a family waiting for you?
Because that's when you're going through that, you're not thinking about anything else except that devastating moment that you're going through.
What happened during that period of time where you felt like that?
What do you mean?
This affected your behavior that much that it changed you. What happened during that time?
I mean, when somebody dies, especially someone that is very close to you, it's very hard. I mean, knowing that you're never, ever going to see that person again. I don't know. I mean, you just think that, you know, the world is just coming to an end just because that person is no longer going to be with you. You're no longer going to hear their voice. You know, get a smile from them. You know, things like that.
What were the last words he said to you?
I remember the last day I saw him. It wasn't like we exchanged a lot of words. It was just that he came into my apartment. He came in asking for Joseph, and the last time I saw him is when he actually went out the door, and I never saw him again until he passed away, which was a few hours after that.
What eventually happened that brought you out of that behavior, that way of thinking?
My family. When finally I realized that, you know, I needed to snap out of it because I had a lot of people around me that needed my help, my assistance, whatever it is, my love. When finally I realized that I had a lot of support from, yes, from your dad, but as well as you guys. I mean... Just the thought that I needed to talk to you guys. I needed to get back to my same routine. Yeah, we actually talked about what was going on, and we decided that you guys needed to know. You know when they leave, but you never know when they're gonna come back. And in this case, it was like that. That morning, it was a rainy day, and of course, I figured that, you know, that I would be seeing him again. And so I saw him leaving, but I never saw him come back until the day that he passed away. And when we went to the hospital, I do remember whispering in his ear, and I told him that it's not a goodbye, but I will see you again. That's what I remember telling him when he passed away and we were in the hospital. And even now, just to talk about to me, it's very sentimental. It's almost going to be 4 years that he passed away. I still feel it, so it's kind of hard to talk about it.